It's Friday, March 17th, 12 minutes after 8. Dean Richards Entertainment Report now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean is south of the city in Marionette Park celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Hi, Dean.
Hey, good morning and happy St. Pat's Day, everybody. From 115 Bourbon Street, that's 115th, and Kedzie, just a little bit west of Kedzie. This is where we would always have our WGN-TV morning show, St. Patrick's Day parties, until the pandemic. We haven't had one for 3 years. This is our first year back. And, oh my gosh, this place is packed to the rafters. I pulled up a little before 5 o'clock this morning, and there was a line going down the street, people waiting to get in. Many of them, Bob, holding some kind of beverages. I did not do a deep dive investigation, but like basically 5 in the morning and people were already having their old styles here on the south side.
You're sure they weren't shamrock shakes?
Maybe. They may have been. They were green, so I'm not, as I say, I did not do a deep dive to investigate. But the celebration started very, very early out here this morning. We're out here until 10 o'clock, so if you're in the area, you want to come by, say hi. I did have quite a few people, Bob, this morning tell me how much they enjoy our segment that we do every morning.
Oh, that's nice.
8:30, I told them that I would send my regards to you this morning. And, boy, just the Southside St. Patrick's Day celebration, there is nothing like it.
Sounds like you're making up and they're making up for lost time because, as you say, you haven't been able to do that for a few years. Other than hanging out with you guys today, what's there to do this weekend?
There's a ton going on for this weekend. I'll start off with some concerts. For example, we've got the legendary Roots, the band on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They're playing at Salt Shed. It's on Elston Avenue. Remember, it used to be Morton Salt over there, and they converted it into a performance venue. So the Roots are going to be performing there tomorrow night, and there'll be a special set by Questlove, who is the leader of the Roots that same night. Tedeschi Trucks, one of the most popular kind of, you know, folk rock bands out there. They're at the Chicago Theater tonight and tomorrow. We've got, oh my gosh, Bob, if we had a quarter for every time you and I in our DJ days played Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan, he is in town this weekend. So we can finally get even with him after all these years of, you know, playing a song over and over. He did the City Winery on Sunday. I actually like Gilbert O'Sullivan quite a bit. We also have the heavy metal legends Dokken at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Saturday. Indie folk rocker Sean Mullins, the Old Town School of Folk Music. High School Musical star Joshua Bassett is playing the House of Blues. Now, Bob, I'm not anywhere near a clock, so I don't know. Do you need to take a break first, or should I continue?
Let's take a quick break and then give us more things to do and movie reviews. How about that?
It sounds great.
I love using the station as a 50,000-watt intercom between you and me here. It's time for the Dean Richards list of things to do this weekend.
Yeah, if you are a Tina Turner fan, who isn't, you are in for a big treat. The musical Tina Turner musical at the Nederlander Theater now through April the 2nd. I haven't seen this production with this cast yet. It just opened last night. But I did see this production in London when it first opened up. Then it went to New York. Now it's touring the country. It's a great show. It very comprehensively takes you through the Tina Turner stories back when she was Annie Mae Bullock, growing up, first marrying Ike Turner, the Ike and Tina review, the domestic violence. I mean, this show covers everything, warts and all. And along the way, all of this fantastic Tina Turner music, both the classic, some of the old songs, her solo songs, amazing performances, amazing choreography. Again, Tina, the Tina Turner musical at the Nederlander Theater downtown through April the 2nd. If you have never seen the very irreverent Avenue Q, that is at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie through April the 2nd. It is a very adult-oriented show, lots of adult language and scenarios, but it's an extremely irreverent puppet show. If you've never seen it, it's really a lot of fun. The Lyric Opera has just began performances of Bizet's Carmen. That's at the Civic Opera House, put on by the Lyric Opera, through April the 7th. And this just sounds fascinating to me. An afternoon of conversation with primate expert Jane Goodall. Hmm. She's going to come into the Chicago Theater, and I imagine be interviewed on stage and answer questions from the audience. I don't know if actual gorillas are allowed to attend the event or not.
If so, they'll have a lot of questions for her, that's for sure.
Right, as they should, as they should. For laughs this weekend, Nick Offerman, who you know from a variety of movies and television shows, Pride of Minooka, Illinois, is at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond on Saturday. There's also Mark Normand at the Vic through Saturday and through Sunday. Comedian Michael Blackson is at the Improv in Schaumburg. So, you know, there's a lot to do for this St. Patrick's Day weekend. And a brand new movie that is opening from the DC Comics universe. This is the sequel to 2019's Shazam that stars, once again, Zachary Levi, bringing his boyish charm to this good guy, bad guy battle, plenty of special effects. Everything that you would expect in a superhero movie, but honestly, that's about it. This movie, I didn't think, broke any new ground. It wasn't especially original in any way. So it's not a bad movie. I just think it's kind of a humdrum movie. And mostly, I think that I just hit my level of super action hero movie overload.
Mm-hmm.
Just so lately, the last few that have come out, last maybe half dozen, I am just so completely bored with the same old thing over and over and over again. Nobody is doing anything different in this genre. So we may be hitting a point of, there's nothing new in superhero movies.
Yeah, I think we need some.
So I want to give you the Dean's List seat.
Real people movies. With the weather, I don't think very many will be venturing out. It'll be a good streaming weekend, won't it?
Yeah, and you've got Ted Lasso that is streaming this weekend. The other day we gave you a full list of things that are streaming and on home video this week. I haven't had a chance to watch it all the way through yet, but that documentary that I was telling you about the other day about the resurgence of drive-in theaters around America just sounds so fascinating to me. I don't know about you, Bob, when I was a kid, there was nothing cooler than going to the drive-in. You know, you'd pack up a cooler full of some food because my parents were too cheap to go to the concession stands. And, all the brothers would pile in the back seat and, we'd go to watch whatever movie was coming out. And, one by one, we'd all fall asleep in the back seat of the old 59 Chevy. And there was just nothing that was more fun. And they seem to be making a little bit of a resurgence now since the pandemic, when that was the only way to go see a movie for a while. People found out that they still enjoyed the experience. And, it's a lot, technologically, it's a lot better than it used to be back in the old days where you would kind of clamp on those old speakers under your car window. Now you can get, a Bluetooth audio or get it on your car radio. The fidelity is fantastic. So, check out that documentary, and it'll bring back a million memories. And, I don't know if any of the drive-ins are open yet in the Chicago area, but it's got to be right around the corner, right?
Yeah, it's coming. And Dean, did you pack a few friends from the neighborhood in the trunk as well when you went to the drive-in?
Oh, always. Yeah, once we became teenagers and we got our own cars. When friends would get together and we'd go to the drive-in. I don't think we ever paid the correct amount. Going in there, and this is how stupid we were. We pull up in a car with one person inside the car driving, and nobody else, because everybody goes to the drive-in all by themselves, and the trunk was packed with three or four friends.
Careful, the statute of limitations hasn't run out yet. It's Dean Richards in Marionette Park. Say hi. He's out there with the WGN-TV Morning Cruise, 115 Bourbon Street. Enjoy the weekend. We'll hear you on the radio here Sunday, Dean.
All right, Bob. Have a good weekend. Thanks.